Yo, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, Big Onk Triple X in the house? Hey, you know, just to let you know that it's been a wonderful and it's been a blessed day today. So I want to thank God for that. And I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for a lot of things that I've been going through and you've been going through as a people. So I thank God for this beautiful day in ATL. It's about 5:19 in the evening. So if y'all hearing the noises, anything, that's just cars coming by and people riding motorcycles, their bikes and fast cars with a lot of noise. So I'm just out here enjoying the day today. But most of all and first of all, I'd like to give thanks and honor to God for me being here on this day, this lovely day that God has created and God has made. But I want to let you know today is, let me start this thing off with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and time. Thank you for letting me see another day. Thank you, Father God, for letting me be here in the midst right now, in the mix of everything. And thank you for being a part of my life. Now, Father God, it's something special that I want you to do. Something special that I want you to do. You know, I don't know if this house is being recorded with my voice, but Father God, I want to tell you that I rebuke any type of recording. I rebuke any type of way that the enemy has set things up against me. Father God, I don't ask for an apology. Father God, I don't ask for I'm sorry. But what I do ask for, Father God, is that you remove me out of the situation. I don't want no hurt, harm, or violence to come to no one. But I want you to keep me on the path that you got me on. And I want you to keep me going straight and narrow in the way that you have for me. But I rebuke anything that comes up against me, any evil spirit, any witchcraft and adultery, even the bike buying and the talk about. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I just want to let you know that I'm praying to you, you as my God, you as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that gave me the ear to hear, the eyes to see, and the tongue to talk, and the feet to walk, and the hands to hold this. I thank you right now. And I just want to say, give me strength, Father God. Give me might. Give me wisdom. Give me power. And give me a way to make a way and move on with my life. I thank you right now. Amen. And I'm saying that, y'all, because Big Unc going through something. And this is the only way I know how to express my feelings. Yes, I'm married. Just recently got married. But things ain't going right in my marriage, and I done gave it up. You know, and one of the things that put the icing on the cake is when I got served raw food for breakfast, and instead of getting an apology saying I'm sorry, they asked me could I put it in the microwave and heat it up. And then hung up the phone, went to a party, and didn't even call to check to see that I ate or did I have anything. So I just want to say, Father God, give me strength, because that let me know right there you didn't care. So this here coming up, Father God, I'm getting my money and I'm getting out of here. I want to be out of here in 2 weeks. I'm going to find me some boxes and I got to get on. I got to be gone. And I'm praying right now that you find that place and that space for me to get up out of this house. And I am going to file for a divorce here next month. And after I file for that divorce, Father God, I'm moving on. So I want the world to hear this. I want the world to hear what I'm going through. And I want the world to see and at least listen to the things that I'm going through. Because Big Unc go through something too. But I'm not a violent man. And I'm not a mean man. But I ask for certain things to be done and it's not done. And I can't keep putting up with it. Life is too short and I'm getting too old for that. I'd rather be by myself and serve the Lord and find someone that's right for me, that's going to serve me and I serve them because I deserve it. And that person deserves it. And I move on with life. So from this point right here, Father God, I ask right now that you move me from this house. You remove me from this situation, and you remove me from this demonic atmosphere, spirit that's going on in this house. So right now, I thank you, Father God, for everything. Now I see and know why things happen the way it happened to her. And I ask that you remove me from the situation. I ask that you remove me. There's no more. Nothing else is going to be worked out. So I'm praying that y'all hear this prayer. Hear my conversation as well and what Big Unc is going through. Oh, yes. So I'm going to always tell you the good with the bad, because I had a rough time, a rough week, and a rough situation. And I'm praying and talking to y'all, my audience worldwide, so you'll know. So if you want to reach out and help me, you can help me. You want to reach out and just give me a talk, you can. You want to leave me a message on this here, you can. But I just want to let you know, Big Unc going through something. Everything ain't perfect with me. And I always want to make that clear to you. So I'm going to talk about the good as well as I talk about the bad. So I just want you guys to keep me in prayer. And I want you guys to keep me in your prayers. I want you guys to ask God to remove me. I want you guys to ask God to put me in a better place. And I thank you right now for all you have done. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're going to do. I thank you, Father God, for the listeners and hearers and doers of this word. And this is a real word. This is a real message. So Big Unc just going through. And I just want you all to know that. So I told you I'm going to still keep in touch with you regardless. I don't want anything. I don't want nobody to send me nothing. I just want you to pray for me. So all I want you to do is pray for me, man. This Big Unc. I'm out. Peace. I love you. Trust me. God loves you and I love you. So Heavenly Father, thank you right now for me being able to talk to the audience on this reel right here, on this reel message right here. Thank you, Father God. And I ask that you be with me throughout. Amen. Hey, God loves you. Big Unc love you. I'm out. Peace.